我们读新约圣经加拉太书第四章。
We read from the New Testament, Galatians chapter 4.
新约圣经加拉太书第四章。
New Testament, Galatians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he's the owner of everything.
乃在师傅和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。
But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by the father.
我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。
So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So that he might redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
30. 你们既为儿子，神就差他的儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Because you are sons, God has sent for the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
However, at that time, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those by which nature are no God.
现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的。怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and worthless elemental things to which you desire to be enslaved all over again?
你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们的身上是枉费了功夫。
You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that perhaps I have labored over you in vain.
弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。
I beg of you, brethren, become as I am, for I have also become as you are. You have done me no wrong.
你们知道我头一次传福音给你们是因身体的疾病。
But you know that it was because of a bodily illness that I preached the gospel to you the first time.
你们为我身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。
And that which was a trial to you in my bodily condition, you did not despise or loathe, but you received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus himself.
你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛弯出来给我，也都情愿。这是我可以给你们做见证的。
Where then is the sense of blessing you had? For I bear you witness that if possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me.
如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？
So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth?
那些人热心待你们，却不是好意，是要离间你们，叫你们热心待他们。
They eagerly seek you, not commendably, but they wish to shut you out so that you will seek them.
在善事上常用热心待人原是好的，却不单我与你们同在的时候才这样。
But it is good always to be eagerly sought in a commendable manner, and not only when I'm present with you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
我巴不得现今在你们那里改换口气，因我为你们心里作难。
But I could wish to be present with you, now and to change my tone, for I am perplexed about you.
你们这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？
Tell me, you who want to be under the law, do you not listen to the law?
因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the bondwoman and one by a free woman.
然而那使女所生的是按照血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
But the son of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and the son by the free woman through the promise.
这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西乃山生子为奴，乃是夏甲。
This is allegorically speaking, for these women are two covenants, one proceeding from Mount Sinai, bearing children who are to be slaves. She is Hagar.
这夏甲二字是指着亚拉伯的西乃山与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。
Now this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and it corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children.
但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，她是我们的母。
But the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother.
因为经上记着，不怀孕不生养的，你要欢乐；未曾经过产难的，你要高声欢呼。因为没有丈夫的，比有丈夫的儿女更多。
For it is written, Rejoice, barren woman who does not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor.For more numerous are the children of the desolate than the one who has a husband.
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
And you, brethren, like Isaac, are children of promise.
那时，那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
But as at that time, he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, so it is now also.
然而经上是怎么说的呢？是说把使女和她儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
But what does the scripture say? Cast out the bound woman and her son, and the son of the bound woman shall not be an heir with the son of the free woman.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。
So then, brethren,We are not children of a bond woman, but of the free woman.
我们一起祷告。
Let us continue to pray.
主，我们实在感谢你丰盛的怜悯。
Lord, we truly thank you for your bountiful mercy.
感谢你，我们从得救那天开始，一直到我们见你面的日子，都是你的怜悯。
We thank you from the day that we were saved till the day we see your face. It's all because of your mercy.
而且你的怜悯每天早晨都是新鲜的。
Your mercy is new every morning.
我们为此要在你面前天天感谢，天天赞美。
So every day we want to praise you and thank you before your presence.
感谢你在千万人中拣选我们。
Thank you for choosing us out of millions.
让我们不仅成为神的儿子。
That not only we can be your sons.
今天你还要把我们带到更高之处。
But you also lead us onto higher ground.
你要让我们在基督里领略基督那测不透的丰富。
That in Christ we can receive the unsearchable fullness of Christ.
我们实在是在你面前献上感谢，献上赞美。
So we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
我们真是求主早晨你借着圣灵把你自己的心意向我们显明。
This morning, through the Holy Spirit, may you reveal to us your heart desire.
让我们成为一般体贴父心意的人。
That we can be of our Father's business.
让我们成为一般能够在地上能够成为一般那样一直忘记背后努力向前的一般人。
So that we can forget what's behind and press on forward.
主啊，把那个更深的渴慕放在我们的里面。
You place in us a deeper desire.
早晨，我们继续仰望你的怜悯。
Continue to look up for your mercy.
用你自己的同在充满在你教会的里面。
Your presence fill your church.
主，我们说我们爱你。
We say we love you, Lord.
主，我们说我们需要你。
We need you, Lord.
我们每一个人都需要你。
Every one of us need you.
你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们的加拉太书特别讲到神的心意。
We know Galatians especially talk about the will of God.
神的旨意就是基督。
The will of God is Christ.
神的福音是非常非常大的一件事。
The gospel of God is a grand thing.
福音是人没有办法借着学习而得到的。
The gospel cannot be gained by man through studying.
因为这不是人能够教导我们的。
Because it cannot be taught by anyone.
这也不是从人而来的。
And it did not come from anyone.
那是神把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
But the Lord revealed his son in us.
弟兄姊妹，这个福音太大了。
This gospel is so grand.
神的儿子有多大，这个福音就有多大。
The gospel is as grand as how big the Son of God is.
神的儿子有多丰富，这个福音就有多丰富。
The gospel is as full as the Son of God is.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
We thank the Lord that he is willing to reveal his Son in us.
弟兄姊妹，这件事完全是神的怜悯。
It is all by his mercy.
实在是他的恩典临到了我们身上。
Truly that his mercy has come upon us.
而且他今天要继续不断地把他的儿子更多的启示在我们里面。
He continues to reveal his Son in us.
让这个福音在我们身上能越过越多的显明出来。
So that the gospel can be revealed through us more and more.
所以福音到底是什么呢？
So what is the gospel?
福音不是许多外面的做法。
It is not how we do things, actions.
福音不是许多的律法和规条。
It is not laws and instructions.
弟兄姊妹，福音乃是基督成了我们的生命。
It is that Christ has become our life.
今天活着的不再是我们。
Today that we live is no longer we
who live. 乃是基督活在我们里面。
But Christ lives in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的福音。
That is a great gospel.
弟兄姊妹，基督今天活在我们里面。
Christ now lives in us.
弟兄，这是我们最大的盼望。
And that is our great hope.
这也是我们最大的喜乐。
That is our greatest joy.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们人在这里能够表现什么。
It is not how we can act anything
out. 也不是我们在这能够做什么。
It is not that we can do anything.
弟兄姊妹，这个福音太宝贵了。
So precious this gospel is.
这里面告诉我们说，这个福音乃是基督活在我们的里面。
The Bible tells us is Christ lives in us. That's
our gospel. 我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
And we have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now it is no longer we who live.
乃是基督活在我们的里面。
It is Christ that lives in us.
而且如今我们在肉身活着，乃是因信神的儿子而活。
And today we live in the flesh is because we have faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He who loves me and died for me.
弟兄姊妹，这个福音实在是太宝贵了。
That is such a precious gospel.
愿主借着加拉太书真的开启我们。
May the Lord open, reveal himself to us through Galatians.
我们实在是看见今天是基督做了我们的生命。
We can truly see it is Christ who has become our life today.
前一段时间我这个有机会回国看去看望家里的人。
Earlier I had a chance to go back to China and to visit my family.
我就发现在许许多多地方有一个字他们贴的是最多的。
I realized all over the house there's one word that they paste the most.
就是这个福这个字。
They hand the letter blessings.
无论走到哪里，不是光是我们家，到处都是。
Wherever I go, not only in my house, it's everywhere.
到处都是要贴这个福这个字。
There's that big word blessings.
但是你知道世上人却不晓得什么是福。
But no one on this earth know what blessings are.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是赐福的神。
Our God is the God of all blessings.
从创世纪第一章就开始，我们看见神要赐福给我。
From the first chapter of Genesis, we see God wants to bless us.
神在那个起初造人的时候就应许要把一个福分赐给我们。
From the beginning of the creation of man, He has promised to bless us.
这个福是什么呢？
What is that blessing?
加拉太书就非常清楚地告诉我们。
Galatians tells us very, very clearly.
乃是应许的圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit of promise.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的要感谢神。
We truly want to thank the Lord.
这实在是太大的福分了。
That is a great blessing.
可以说神所有的丰富都在圣灵里面赐给了我们。
All the fullness of God has been given to us through the Holy Spirit.
做我们的产业。
The Holy Spirit has become our inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天得着了圣灵，我们就得着了一切。
When we receive the Spirit today, we receive everything.
因为神儿子里面一切的丰富，神都在圣灵里面，让我们来享受，让我们来经历。
Because all the fullness of the Son of God has been given in the Spirit, so that we can enjoy.
所有在神儿子里的丰富，在圣灵里面，我们都可以实际的得着。
And all the fullness of the Son of God can become our reality in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这个实在是福音呐。
That is the gospel.
不是我们怎样的努力。
Not that we can strive.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
我们因信，这个靠着圣灵入门。
By faith through the Holy Spirit, we can enter through the gate.
我们今天也因着信， 靠着圣灵来成全。
By faith in the Holy Spirit, we can be sanctified.
使圣灵大能在我们里面做成全的工作。
So the Holy Spirit can make us holy.
那么到了第三章最后的时候，他告诉我们。
Towards the end of chapter 3, the Bible tells us.
告诉我们，圣灵要在我们身上做成全的工作。
It says the Holy Spirit will perfect us.
成全到一个地步。
To a point.
他说要让我们都成为那些承受产业的。
He says, we'll be made to those who bear heirs.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常稀奇的一件事。
That is a marvelous thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们享受产业是一回事。
It's one thing for us to enjoy the inheritance.
承受产业又是另外一件事。
To be heir is quite another matter.
承受产业必须是生命长大的一般人。
To be heirs has to be for those who are mature in the life.
小孩子就可以享受产业。
The sons, the children can enjoy the inheritance.
这个多大的年纪，只要你生在这个家里，你就可以享受这个家里一切的产业。
No matter how old you are, as long as you're born in the family, you can enjoy all the inheritance.
虽然你可是享受的这个度量很有限。
Even though your enjoyment can be only limited.
但是你可以去享受的。
But you can enjoy those.
但是承受产业就是另外一件事。
But to be heirs, it's quite another matter.
承受产业必须是等到孩子生命长大以后才能够承受产业。
You can only be heir when the life is fully grown.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见圣灵他在我们里面做成全的工作有个目的。
We see that there is a purpose for the Holy Spirit to perfect us.
他盼望我们能成为一般承受产业。
He hopes that we can be those who are as heirs.
我们的生命能够长大。
That our spiritual life can grow up and
mature. 长大到一个地步。
To a point.
我们可以得着儿子的名分。
That we can receive the sonship.
弟兄姊妹，在这一章里有一个重点。
Brothers and sisters, there is a highlight in this chapter.
就是儿子的名分。
That is the sonship.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常特别的。
That is a very special matter.
在第三章第26节那里就告诉我们，因信就已经，我们因信基督耶稣就都是儿子了。
In chapter 3 verse 26, it says, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
我们因着信，我们就都是儿子了。
Through faith, we are already sons.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人，我们只要凭着简单的信，接受了主耶稣基督的救恩。
Every one of us, through a simple faith, that who receives the gospel.
我们今天就是神的儿子了。
Now we are already sons.
但是这里面到了第四章，又往前更进了一步。
But in chapter 4, there is one step further.
他告诉我们有一个特别的一个观念，就是儿子的名分。
And then there is a special term.That is the sonship, the adoption of sons.
成为儿子和得着儿子的名分，这是两件事情。
To become sons and to receive the sonship is two matters.
什么叫做儿子的名分呢？
What does it mean to have the sonship?
我们知道这里面他给我们看一点犹太人他们的一些的历史上的一个例子。
And here he gave us some historical examples in the Jews.
这个是犹太人他们等孩子生下来的时候，那个时候是和奴仆毫无分别的。
In the Jews, when the son is born to the family, it's no different from a slave.
都和这个其他的这些家里生养的这些其他的孩子一样，都在这个管家的手下。
And it's no different among all the other children.Of the slave,
they're all under tutors and guardians. 是能够将来要承受全业的。
Even positionally, they will receive all the inheritance.
他们是全业的主人。
And they are the owner of everything.
但是在他们的这个长大的过程中，却在师傅和管家的手下。
But while they're growing up, they're under the guardians and managers.
就着犹太人的传统来讲。
And according to the custom of the Jews.
到了父亲所预定的时候。
When the date of the father is met,
差不多一般是到了16岁的时候
about 16 years old,
等到这个孩子已经渐渐长大了
when the son is growing up,
渐渐脱离了婴孩的阶段
and he has left the infantry,
他已经成熟了
he has matured,
他已经长大成人了
he has become a full-grown man.
这个时候父亲就要有一个很重要的一个节日
and the father will celebrate a great feast
那么就要请所有的客人来说我 我的儿子今天要承受儿子的名分。
We'll invite all his guests and celebrate that his son today will receive all the inheritance.
因为只有得着儿子的名分才能够承受产业。
Because only when you receive the sonship, you can receive all the inheritance.
所以这个儿子的名分所说到就是生命的长大。
So this sonship talks about the maturing of life.
这个儿子的名分就使我们可以承受神所给我们一切的祝福。
This sonship entitles us to receive all the blessings of God.
这里面借着犹太人他们的历史，给我们看见我们的神、我们的父神他的心意。
Through the history of the Jews, we can see a glimpse of the heart of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是何等巴望我们能够成为神的儿子。
Our God hopes and waits for us to be to receive the sonship of God.
所以在历史上，他不会停在这个律法的阶段。
So throughout history, he did not remain in the period of the law.
律法只是一个预备的阶段。
The period of law is only for preparation.
神要把我们带进恩典的时代。
He wants to lead us into grace.
在这个恩典的时代里面，好让我们都成为神的儿子。
In the era of grace, we can all be sons of God.
不仅我们今天成为神的儿子。
Not only we're sons of God.
他更是在我们身上要一个非常荣耀的一个盼望。
That he has a glorious hope in us.
盼望我们都能够生命能够长大成熟。
He hopes all of our life will mature.
能够长大成人。
And will grow up.
能够认识神的儿子。
So that we can know his son.
满了基督长成的身量。
To know the fullness of the grown Christ.
让我们都能够来成，都能够来得着儿子的名分。
So that we can receive the sonship of
God. 不仅我们能够享受产业。
Not only to enjoy all the inheritance.
我们更能够成为一般能够承受产业的一般人。
But to be those heirs as sonship.
这是父神的心意。
That is God's desire.
所以你看见他就在事后满足的时候。
So when until the day set by the Father,
他的儿子来成功了这个救赎。
He sent his son.
不仅把我们从律法底下能够赎出来。
And to redeem us from under the law.
今天他更差遣他的灵进到我们的里面。
He also sent his Holy Spirit to enter into us.
让我们里面来渴慕一件事。
So from within we'll have a longing.
就是得着儿子的名分。
That we can receive the sonship.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还记得罗马书第八章的那个历史。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember Romans chapter 8.
看见当神儿子的灵在我们里面的时候。
When the Spirit of Son is in us.
我们里面就有一个盼望。
Then we have a hope.
我们里面就有一个等候。
We have a wait, longing,
我们等候着得着儿子的名分。
We're waiting to receive the sonship.
我们知道等到我们的主来的时候。
We know until the day the Lord comes.
那个时候就是我们身体得赎的时候。
And our body will be redeemed.
那个时候也是我们得着儿子名分的时候。
That is also the time that we receive our sonship.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在那里叹息。甚至在整个宇宙万有都那里叹息劳苦。
Today all the creations are groaning and longing.
都在那里等候一件事。
It is waiting for one thing.
等候神的种子显出来。
That it's for the revealing of the sons of God.
等候神的儿女能够长大成熟。
So that the sons of God can mature.
能够有一天能够承受那个能够得着儿子的名分。
One day they will inherit the sonship.
能够承受神所赐的一切的产业。
That they can receive all the inheritance of God.
弟兄姊妹，无论是在万有里面，还是在我们每个得救人的心里面。
Either in all creation or in the hearts of those who are redeemed.
我们都在那里叹息，在那里等候。
We're all groaning and sighing.
等候着那一天我们得赎的日子来到。
Waiting until that day we can be redeemed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是我们所盼望的。
That is our hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
我们的盼望不是经济好一点。
It is not. We do not hope that the economy
will get better. 我们的盼望不是每个人都找着工作。
We do not hope that everyone gets a job.
我们的盼望也不是我们每一个人身体都是可以活到200岁、100岁。
We do not hope that everyone has good health until 100 years old.
弟兄姊妹，我们的盼望乃是身体得赎。
But our hope is that our body.
我们的盼望乃是有一天我们得着儿子的名分。
That we will receive the sonship.
让父神的旨意能够在我们身上得以实现。
The will of the Father can be done in us.
弟兄姊妹，到了那一天，我们看见说，等到我们身体得赎的时候
，When we see that our body is redeemed，
我们就得着儿子的名分
，Then we receive the sonship，
我们就可以承受产业
，Then we inherit all the inheritance。
但是我们今天的责任是什么？
But what is our responsibility today?
我们今天的责任就是追求生命的长大。
Our responsibility is to seek after the growing up of life.
我们今天不能甘愿做小孩子。
We cannot just be children.
所以刚才那首诗歌非常好。虽然有人愿意停留在现在这个地步。
The hymn we just sang says some might want to
remain in this state. 如果我们体贴圣灵。 如果我们体贴父神的心意，
if we're mindful of the spirit,
弟兄姊妹，我们里面总是有一个盼望。
And we always have hope.
我们盼望能够到更高之处。
And we want to go on to the higher ground.
我们盼望生命能够长大。
We hope our life will grow up.
我们盼望父神的旨意能够在我们身上得以成就。
The will of the Father can be done in us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，不要停留在我们现在的地步。
Do not remain as how we are.
你知道有些的时候，我问这个小朋友们。
You know, sometimes I ask the children.
他们说他不想长大。
They say we don't want to grow up.
我特别是问我的孩子，他们不想长大。
Especially I ask my children, they don't want to grow up.
长大太麻烦了。
It is too troublesome when I grow up.
你看看长大人太多事情了。
You see, there are so many things that the grown-ups have to do.
他们不知道啊。
But they do not know.
其实做孩子麻烦更多。
There are more troubles when you're children.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要甘愿做小孩子。
Do not be willing to remain as children.
我们在基督里不能够一直做婴孩。
We cannot just be infants in Christ.
我们需要有一个心智，我们要长大成熟。
We need to have a heart desire to grow up and to mature.
弟兄姊妹，你知道小孩子麻烦是很多的。
You know there are many troubles that little kids encounter.
我不知道你觉得小孩子有什么麻烦。
I don't know what's your perception of their troubles.
小孩子缺少智慧。
They do not have wisdom.
你有没有发现？
Do you realize that?
现在我有机会和小孩子在一起。
I have chances to be with my children.
因为现在他们排我教主日学。
Because they let me teach Sunday school.
那么我在这个跟孩子们接触的时候，我发现他们缺少智慧。
And when I teach the children, I realize they lack wisdom.
因为什么？因为他们不知道怎样的来往。
Because they don't know how to treat one another.
他们不知道怎样用言语回答个人。
They do not know how to entreat everyone with words.
所以一点点小事他们就吵起来了。
So with very small matters, they start fighting.
所以我在他们中间常常吵来吵去，吵来吵去。
So when I'm among them, I always hear them arguing against each other.
一会儿这个就哭了。
And pretty soon one starts crying.
一会儿这个不跟这个玩了，这个我一辈子不跟他玩。
And pretty soon one says, I'll never play with you for the rest of my life.
我就觉得这小孩子缺少智慧。
So I feel like they do not have wisdom.
他们不晓得怎样彼此来往。
And they don't know how to play with one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天一样吗？
How is it not like us today?
如果今天我们在基督里还愿意做婴孩的话，
If we still desire to be infants in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们的家庭也常常是吵来吵去。
Then you realize in our family, we also argue over.
我们在教会里侍奉也是吵来吵去。
When we serve in the church, there's plenty of quarrel.
因为我们真的缺少智慧。
Because we lack wisdom.
我们不知道怎样用言语这个回答个人。
We do not know how to answer one another with words.
我们不知道用那个恩典和我们的话语的那调和。
We do not know how to treat one another with gracious words.
你知道有的时候我们就这话，我们觉得我们是讲的是在爱里说真话。
Very often we
爱里说实话，不爱里，反正就觉得我们特有道理就对了。
Very often we feel like we're telling the truth in love.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说许许多多的混乱都是因着我们在基督里做婴孩。
And we see very, very many confusions is because we're still infants.
不要觉得小孩子是好过的一件事。
Do not feel like it's easy to be children.
我觉得小孩子很难过的。
I feel being a children is very difficult.
小孩子不仅缺少智慧。
Not only they lack wisdom.
他们也缺少分辨的能力。
They also lack discretion.
这次我这个回国有机会这个回到了这个我的老家。
When I went back to China this time, I went back to my homeland.
这一次回去发现许多的亲戚我从来没见过的。
I met many relatives I never met before.
30多个。
Over 30 relatives.
常常有的会叫错了。
And I can't even name their names.
这个英文比较好了，这个叔叔跟舅舅是一样的，但是你说中文是不一样的。
It's easier in English.
叫错的。
An uncle is an uncle, but in Chinese, there are different types of uncles.
对，这个 uncle from mother's side, uncle from father's side.
The maternal uncles and the paternal uncles, there are different names.
那么这个人很多的。
There are many people that.
那么当然我们也带回去一些礼物。
And also, we brought back some gifts.
特别是我那些管我叫舅舅或管我叫叔叔的，我当然就给他们礼物。
Especially my nephews, and I'll give them, I brought them little gifts.
那么我想说给他们很营养的东西。
So I thought I'll bring them some nutritious food.
那么太太就想很好的注意，就给他们买这个叫维生素，就是维他命。
So my wife thought a good idea to bring them vitamins.
那么而且这些维他命都是糖果的，都是很好吃的。
These are candy chewable vitamins.
所以呢，他们这个拿了以后就非常谢谢我们。
So when they receive the candy vitamins, they're all very thankful.
但是我们说这一天只能吃两颗。
But I tell them you can only eat two tablets a day.
你要吃多了对身体是有害处了。
If you eat too much, it's bad for your health.
那么他们吃了以后，他们就太好吃了。
When they eat it, they think it's very tasty.
他们就这个妈咪，你这个再给我一颗。
So they tell their mothers, oh, give me another one.
因为它是这个维生素，所以它那个盖子是小孩打不开的。
Because it's vitamin, it's a medicine, so they cannot open the cap themselves.
所以他就找妈咪，就把它打开。
So they go to their mothers, they say, oh, please open the cap and give me another one.
看就知道这个不行啊，这一天只能吃两颗的。
The mothers look at the bottle and says, you can only eat two a day.
吃多了身体就坏处了。
You cannot eat more than two and it will be bad for your health.
那么他们就知道说这妈咪是不会给他们打的。
So they know the mother will not open the cap for them.
但你知道叔叔这个舅舅很多的。
But you know there are many, many uncles around them.
所以他们就去在这个父母以外去找帮助去了。
So they will seek for help outside of the parents.
你说那么多人，我们也不能够在那里用喇叭喊说这个不行，这个小孩子只能一天吃两颗的。
There are so many people in the family, we cannot shout with the loudspeakers and do not feed the children more than two tablets.
非常好的，都是每一次求都给他打开的。
So all the uncles are very kind. They will open the cap for the kids.
你说过不多久，这个半瓶的就下去了。
Pretty soon, half a bottle is gone.
你知道我看了以后我非常难过。
So when I see it, I was very sad.
我本来要帮助他们的。
I was trying to help them.
本来我盼望他们身体能够健壮的。
I was hoping that they would be healthy.
这一下就半瓶的就吃下去了。
And pretty soon they finished half a bottle.
哎呀，我都不晓得我这样怎么能帮助他们。
But I don't know how I can help them anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你看见小孩子没有分辨的能力。
You see, the children lack discernment.
小孩子有的时候不理解父母的这个爱。
Children do not understand the love of the
parents. 小孩子有的时候就是常常在父母以外去求帮助。
Children always look for help outside of their parents.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在属灵里做婴孩的时候，岂不是也是这样？
Today we are as infants of Christ, we are also like that.
我看见今天许多神的儿女在基督以外去找喜乐。
So often we see the children of God seek pleasures outside of Christ.
在基督以外去找平安。
To seek peace outside of Christ.
在基督以外去找出路。
To seek other ways outside of Christ.
你看他们生命受了极大的亏损。
We see that their life was greatly damaged.
有的被世界的网罗给网住了。
Some are captured by the nets of the world.
有的被罪恶胜过了。
Some were overcome by sin.
有的活在自己的捆绑的里面。
Some live in the bondage of themselves.
哦，弟兄姊妹，做小孩子不是一件舒服的事情。
Oh, brothers and sisters, it's not easy to be children.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够做小孩子。
We cannot remain as children.
小孩子亏损太大了。
They receive much damage.
小孩子也不知道怎样来服侍人。
And they do not know how to serve another.
小孩子不知道分寸的。
Because they do not know the scale.
就我这个，因为这个我们这个虽然是他们有人管我叫哥哥，但是他们跟我的年龄其实差很多。
And some of them call me cousins, even though they were our age is set apart.
那么他们就那个你知道，他们这个在农村吃饭的都分年龄的。
We know in the countryside.All the people that eat together by their age range.
他们都跟我儿子分在一个桌上。
All of them will sit on the same table.
所以对我儿子的他们都是 uncle.
So my son will call them uncles.
那么他们当然就要关心这个 nephew, 就关心这个侄子。
So of course they will try to care for their nephew.
你知道这个我们在这个北美啊，这个吃这个粥啊，这个熬的呀，这个不如这个农村熬的那个好吃。
We know in the North America, we do not know how to cook congee.
不是，反正也弄了，反正就是那个粥真的很好吃。Porridge.
The,
very delicious. 那么
，the porridge in the countryside was very delicious.
那么这个，当然我儿子吃的时候，哎呦，就是太好吃了，这个粥真是太棒了。
So my son eats the congee, says this is great, this is delicious.
那么这个他有周围做了好几个他的，他应该叫叔叔的，这个有四五个他应该叫叔叔的。
So he was sitting next to many uncles of his.
那么这些做叔叔的一看，哇，你这么喜欢吃粥啊
？And then he says, oh, you like the porridge so much.
他刚喝完就。加一勺。
So as soon as he finished drinking it, they'll add another.
刚喝完又加一勺。
They'll add another spoonful. They'll,
你知道，就那一天晚上。
So that evening,
我儿子偷偷跟我讲。
My son told me secretly.
这一辈子再也不喝粥。
I never want to eat porridge again.
你知道小孩子不知道服侍的。
You see, little children do not know how to serve another person.
小孩子是不知道分寸的。
They do not know how much to serve.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看看，今天有的时候我们在神的家中看见许许多多的服侍，不是没有心愿，不是没有热心。
Now we see a lot of services in the house of God. It's not that we lack zeal.
乃是有的时候我们的生命还是小孩子。
But it's because we're still children.
我们掌握不住那个分寸。
We do not know how to serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们做小孩子亏损太大了。
We have received much damage.
不要甘愿做小孩子。
Do not desire to remain as children.
而且小孩子常常只顾到自己的事。
And also, children always care for themselves.
常常不以父的事为念。
They're not mindful of the father's business.
这个有记得这个，因为有的时候家里面这个常常有弟兄姊妹来。
I remember one time.My family also always receive many brothers and sisters.
那么弟兄姊妹呢？当然我们是非常高兴的。
When they come to visit, I'm very happy.
那么有一天，我儿子就撅着嘴，他就跟我说 ：“Daddy, 我盼望这个我们家再也不要打开了。”
One day, my son came to me frowning, saying, "Daddy, I hope my house will never be opened."
我说：“那你到底出了什么事了？”
I said, "What happened?"
他说：“你知道吗？小朋友到我们家一来
，He says, when other children come to our house.”
说我所有的玩具原来都整理得好好的。
All of my toys were previously very well arranged.
等到他们走了以后
，After they left，
就好像一场飓风刮过一样。
It's like a hurricane swept through my room.
他说我这个每一次都把它整理得好好。
Every time I arrange all of my toys.
小朋友一来就刮一场的飓风。
Every time they come, a hurricane came.
真是一个这个乐高不落在一个乐高的上面。
So all the Legos have fallen apart.
弟兄姊妹，你这个他就跟我讲，他就说 ，Daddy， 这个不行。他说这个家里再来人的话，我这个就没有办法这个继续活下去了。
He says, if you invite more people come, I cannot live anymore.
你想想嘛，你每个礼拜开两次的话，每个礼拜家里刮两次飓风啊。
You see, every time I open my house twice, and there will be two hurricanes.
弟兄姊妹，你看小孩子所想的只是自己的那个乐高。
So all of his mindset is set on his Legos.
小孩子想的就是自己的家，这个自己的那个环境稍微干净一点。
He only cared about his own environment to be cleaner.
他不能够体会父亲的心。
He cannot be mindful of the father's business.
弟兄姊妹，我们要追求生命的长大。
We need to seek after the growing up of our life.
我记得有的时候有弟兄姊妹就问问题。
So one time, brother and sister asked the question.
我真的很感谢主，因为有弟兄姊妹读圣经还读得很仔细。
I really thank the Lord because our brothers and sisters read the Bible very carefully.
他说你还记得不记得圣经里主曾经教导我们都要回转像小孩子的样子。
So they asked me, do you not remember that the Bible teaches that you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven unless you are converted as children?
我说是啊，我说圣经确确实实主说让我们说，若不回转像小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
And I did answer them, yes, very truly, that the Bible tells us you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you're converted as children.
那你刚才不是说我们都要长大成人？
And so they asked, did you not just tell me that we all need to grow up?
主说你们都要回转像小孩子的样子。
But the Lord tells us you have to be converted back to little children.
那你说这个真的很好。有的时候，你说你读圣经，完全是弟兄姊妹问问题的时候，你才去好好读圣经的。
So a lot of times I read the Bible is because brothers and sisters have a question.
就有的时候自己读的时候。这个就把很多重要的这个都给越过去了。
If I just read it myself, I'll pass over a lot of important.
所以你仔细去读的，你发现上下文里写的很清楚。
So when I read it more carefully, I see in.
当你去读说主什么时候说这句话的时候
，When you read in context to see when the Lord spoke.
大概其有两种情形。
And there are two conditions.
虽然这个出现很多次。
Even though it happened many times.
那大概其上下文有两种情形。
But then in context, there are two circumstances.
有一种情形就是当门徒在那里问说，主啊，谁是最大的时候。
One time is when the disciples asked the Lord, Lord, who is the greatest among us?
主就跟他们说，你们若不回转像小孩子的样子。
The Lord answers them, unless you are converted back to little children.
你们就没办法承受神的国。
You cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
他们为什么要问这个问题？
Why did they ask that question?
因为他们觉得他们已经长大了。
It's because they felt that they are already grown up.
只有长大的人才会说，谁坐在主的右边，谁坐在主的左边。
Only the mature ones will ask who will sit on the right hand side of the Father, who will sit on the left hand.
如果今天我认为我真的就是属灵的婴孩
，If I truly recognize that I'm an infant in the spirit,
我真的看得很清楚，我真的就是个婴孩。
If I'm very clear that I'm a spiritual infant,
我会不会跟主说，主啊，那一天让我坐你的右边？
Will I ask the Lord to say, Oh Lord, that day let me sit at your
至少让我坐在左边也行啊。
At least let me sit at your left hand.
弟兄姊妹，你发现有一般的小孩子。
We see that there are children.
他们是以为自己已经长大。
They felt that they have already grown up.
还有另外一个情形。
And then there's another condition.
就是当有人把小孩子抱来让主耶稣来祝福的时候。
And some people brought little infants to the Lord Jesus.
你还记得门徒就阻止他们，对不对
？For the Lord to bless them.
对不对？然后门徒圣经上是门徒做了一件事情。
And the disciples stopped them.
门徒说什么
？And the disciple told them.
门徒责备他们。
And the disciples rebuked them.
弟兄姊妹，谁是能够责备别人的人
？Who has the right to rebuke？
是小孩子责备人吗
？Is it for the children to rebuke？
当然是长大成人的人在责备人。
Of course, only the mature ones.
如果今天我觉得我长大成人了
，If I'm mature，
那么这些都是小孩子。
Then there are many little children.
当然，我这叫责备他们。
Of course, I have the right to rebuke.
弟兄姊妹，你发现有两般的小孩子。
And there are two different types of children.
一般的小孩子是不愿意长大的小孩子。
One type.Do not desire to grow up.
还有一般的小孩子是以为自己已经长大。
Another type think that they have already grown up.
所以主就对这一般的小孩子说：“你们若不回转。”
So the Lord tells these children, unless you are converted.
什么叫做变成小孩子的样式
？What does it mean to be converted?
小孩子就是需要长大的一般人。
Children are the ones who needs to grow.
小孩子就是需要被教导的一般人。
Children are the ones that needs to be taught.
小孩子就是生命需要被改变的一般人。
Children are the ones whose life needs to be changed.
小孩子就应该是谦卑的、顺服的，在那里学习。
Children needs to humble themselves,
而不是在那里争谁是左边谁是右边
not to argue who is on the right,
而不是那些去责备人的人
who are not those who can rebuke others.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们读圣经，我们看见哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹，他们就是这一般以为自己长大的人。
We know as we read the Bible, the brothers and sisters in Corinth are the ones who really thought
that they were, they have grown up. 他们觉得他们有了恩赐，有了这个口才，然后能够讲方言，他们就是一般长大的人。
They felt that they had the gift, then they have the gift of prophecy, and they have grown up.
他们以为他们可以做王了。
They felt that they can be kings.
他们觉得保罗这样的执事根本不能成为他们的帮助。
They felt the ministry of Paul cannot help them.
有谁还能帮助他们呢
？Who else can help?
有什么知识是他们不晓得的呢
？What other knowledge do they not know?
有什么道是他们没有听过的呢
？What message have they not heard?
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看在哥林多教会聚会的一些弟兄姊妹，他们就认为自己真的是已经长大成人。
These brothers and sisters in Corinth felt that they have already grown up.
他们实在是需要回转像小孩子的样式。
They're the one that needed to.Return and
若不回转像小孩子的样式
，unless they become
the children again， 他们怎么看见自己需要生命是需要改变的
？How can they see that their life needs to change？
他们的生命是需要长大的
？How can they see that they need to grow？
他们怎么能够得着儿子的名分
？How can they receive the sonship？
加拉太的弟兄姊妹同样也是以为自己已经长大的一般。
Also are the brothers and sisters in Galatians？
他们因着自己守了割礼，就觉得自己长大了。
Because they felt like they have received the circumcision, they
他们觉得能够守日子，哎，每个日子我都守了。
They felt that they have already kept every single day and festival.
守了日子，还守了月份了。
They have kept the days and the months.
我还守了节气了。
And the seasons.
我还守了年份了。
Also the years.
那我一定是很属灵了。
And then I have to be spiritual.
你看我在外面什么都有了。
See on the outside, I have everything.
你说吧，作为一个好的基督徒应该有的，我好像都有了。
Just look at me. I have all the good qualities.
我秉聚会从来不迟到的。
I'm never late to table meeting.
那么星期五查经都来的。
I come every Friday night.
祷告聚会都来了。
I even come to every prayer meeting.
你说这个是不是一个属灵的了
？Am I not spiritual?
弟兄姊妹，我不是说这些不好。
I'm not telling you that these are bad things.
有的时候我们以为外面能够做到了，我们就觉着自己长大了，就觉着自己。
But sometimes we feel that as we have done the outward deeds, then we have already grown up inwardly.
使徒保罗告诉他们
And Paul tells them.
告诉他们说什么呢
What did he tell them?
说你们所接受的不是福音啊。
You did not receive the gospel.
你们从福音从恩典中坠落了。
You have fallen out of the grace of the gospel.
有这样的教训乃是被咒诅的。
These teachings are cursed.
你们受苦如此之多都是徒然的。
And all of your labors are in vain.
你们的生命没有长大呀。
Your life did not grow.
你们在基督里还是婴孩呀。
You're still infants in
Christ. 不仅如此。
Not only so.
不仅在基督里还是婴孩。
Not only you're still infants.
而且还走错了道路。
You have walked the wrong path.
走了律法的道路。
You have walked under the law.
离开了主的恩典。
You haveForsake the
没有活在信心的那个原则的里面。
You did not live by the principle of faith.
从这个生命的道路上偏差出去了。
You have walked astray from the path of life.
使徒保罗这样的指出他们的难处的时候。
Apostle Paul has pointed out their difficulties.
加拉太的弟兄姊妹原来爱保罗爱到一个地步宁愿把眼睛弯出来给他都可以的。
Galatians, brothers and sisters,previously they loved Paul to a point that they would gouge out their own eyes to give to Paul.
但是当使徒保罗把真实的情形告诉他们的时候
But when Apostle Paul told them the truth,
把真理指明给他们的时候
When they pointed out the truth to them,
这里说我就成了你们的仇敌
Paul says, I have become your enemies.
他们弃绝保罗
They forsook Paul.
他们不愿意听保罗讲
They did notWant to listen to Paul anymore.
他们甚至觉着是好像圣经说这已经被隔离了，跟保罗好像隔离了一样。
They felt that they were completely separated from Paul.
使徒保罗说：“我心里真的为你们难过。”
The Paul says, "My heart is in sorrow for you."
我为你们害怕。
That I fear for you.
我心里为你们作难。
I perplexed about you.
唯恐我在你们身上枉费了功夫啊。
In fear that I have labored in you.
神借着他的恩典拯救了你们。
By the grace of the Lord, He has saved you.
你们今天走错了道路。
Yet now you're walking on the wrong path.
走了律法那个道路。
You're walking under the law.
靠着肉体在那里成全。
By your own flesh, you try to perfect yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这个加拉太人，他们真的不晓得保罗那个心里面是何等的伤痛呢
？Galatians, they do not understand how sorrowful is Paul's heart.
使徒保罗说他难过到一个地步，他说我真的宁愿为你们再受生产之苦。
The Apostle Paul says, "I'd rather be in labor for you again."
巴不得基督成形在你们心里。
Until Christ is formed in you.
何等巴望基督的生命能够在你们长大成。
How the Apostle Paul hoped that the life of Christ can grow up.
何等巴望你们能够得着那儿子的名分。
They can receive the sonship.
能够承受神的产业。
They can inherit the inheritance of Christ.
使徒保罗在为他们受生产之苦。
And Apostle Paul is laboring for them.
再受生产之苦。
That I will labor for you all over again.
我们知道我们的主在十字架上是为我们受了生产之苦。
We know the Lord has bared the labor pain for us.
实在说，我们蒙恩得救都是主劳苦的功效。
We have received His grace, and to be saved is all because of His labor.
那么主借着他的这些的仆人在那里把福音传扬出去的时候
，Through His servants, as the Lord preached the gospel,
他们稍微经历一点的那一个痛苦。
And these servants of the Lord also received the suffering of the Lord. But for the children of God to walk on this life of path of life,
使徒保罗说他要再受生产之苦。
Apostle Paul says, I will be in labor for you all over again.
这是何等艰难的一件事。
What a difficult thing he's enduring.
就是可以说使徒保罗他把一切自己的这个所有的一切都把它放下。
Paul says, I would put aside everything of myself.
我们这个我虽然这个没有经过生产之苦
，even though I have not went through the labor pain.
但是至少我看过太太这个生产之苦。
But I have seen my wife going through laboring.
这个一个做妈妈的要把孩子生出来，可以说把什么都放下了。
As a mother to bear a child, she put aside everything of her own.
她宁愿付上一切的代价。
She is willing to pay all the price.
使徒保罗，他为了要让神的儿女能够回到这条生命的道路上
，Apostle Paul for the children of God to return to the
way of life， 能够让父神的旨意成就在他们的身上
，so that the will of the Father can be accomplished，
让他们的生命有真实的长大
，so that their life can truly grow up。
他宁愿再受生产
，he was willing to be in pain in labor all over again。
他是一个有意向的人
，because he has a vision。
他说他一生没有违背那从天上来的意向。
He said my whole life I've not。
无论他走到哪里，他都把神的旨意在那里。指明给神的儿女。
He had not fallen short of the heavenly vision.
我们如果读《使徒行传》，你看见在和以弗所的教会长老那里讲话的时候，
他
说：“我以后你们不能再
elders of the church of Ephesus
再见我的面了。”
He says, "You no longer see me again."
关乎神的旨意，我一样都没有 必会不告诉你们。
And I have not withhold from you.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。
Now I have commit you to God and His grace.
这道能建立你们。
So this word can establish you.
使你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So that you can receive all the inheritance.
在亚基帕万面前，他也是这样做见证。
And also before
神差遣我到外邦，乃是让他们眼睛得开。
God has sent me to the Gentiles so that their eyes can be opened.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
That they can be saved out of darkness into light.
因信我得蒙赦罪。
Because people believe.
因信我得蒙赦罪。
That people will be redeemed from their sins.
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
That he can receive the inheritance with all those that are sanctified.
所以他后面就接着说：“故此我没有违背那从天上来的一切。”
So he says, "I have not."I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
弟兄姊妹，每一个你看见说在主里面向主忠心的神的仆人
，Every faithful servant of God，
他们总是有一个盼望。
They all have a one hope.
盼望神的儿女能够回到这条生命的道路。
They hope the children of God will return
to the way of life. 能够生命能够长大。
Their life can
脱离婴孩的阶段。
And they will no longer be infants.
生命长大到一个地步，可以承受神的产业，
their life can mature to a point
可以得着儿子的名分，
receive the inheritance to receive the
sonship。所以我们看见说，使徒保罗在这里，他说他要再受生产之苦。
So he says he will be in labor all over again。
我们相信他在那里，有一个非常迫切的祷告。
I believe that he has a urgent cry of prayer。
不仅我们相信他在那里为神的儿女迫切的祷告。
Not only he's praying and interceding for the children。
而且我们读这个第四章的时候，我们看见他也把那条进入这个生命长大的道路指示给我。
But also as we read chapter 4, we see that he pointed out this way of life。
弟兄姊妹，我们怎样能够在生命中来追求长大
？How can we seek and after this growing up in life？
如果我们不甘愿做小孩子
，if we're not willing to，
我们愿意做一个长大成熟的人
，if we desire to be one who matures，
我们今天也蒙了神圣灵的光照
，if we have received the enlightenment，
我们发现我们真的需要回转向小孩子的样式。
We recognize we need to be.
我们真实生命的那个度量，跟我们有的时候自己的感觉差得很远的。
And the capacity of our life is very different from our.
今天我们如果觉得我们真的蒙了神圣灵的光照
，if we feel that we have received,
我们觉得我们真的要回转向小孩子的样式。
We want to desire to be like children.
愿意谦卑的顺服在主的面前。
To humble and submit before the Lord.
愿意有一个长大成熟的心愿。
We have a desire to grow up.
那么那条路是什么呢
？Then where's the way
那条路到底那是怎样我们能够让我们的生命能够在主的面前越过越能够成熟越过越能够长大呢
Where is the way that we can walk so that our life can grow up before the Lord
在第十二节
In verse 12
到十五节
To verse 15
我们读这一段话这个是讲到这个哥林多不是加拉太弟兄姊妹他们刚开始蒙恩得救的光景
As we read this paragraph we see that this is the initial condition as the Galatians were just saved.
我们读的时候，我们发现那个时候加拉太的弟兄姊妹实在活在信心的里面。
We see that they were living in faith.
他们这个使徒保罗说，他这个那个时候身体非常的软弱。
He said he was under bodily illness.
他们没有轻看他。
And yet the Galatians did not despise him.
不轻看他。
Not only they did not despise him.
而且说接待他好像什么呢
？But they received him.
好像是神的使者
as an angel of God
好像是基督耶稣
as Christ Jesus himself
他们实在是活在信心里啊
they were living in faith
你知道在他们刚开始蒙恩得救的时候他们的光景是何等的美好呢
you know how, when they were just saved their circumstance was beautiful
因为他们走在了正确的路上
because they were walking on the right path
弟兄姊妹义人必因信得生
righteous will live by faith
信心使我们的生命可以长大
faithIs how we can, our life can grow.
如今我们活着不再这个如今活着乃是因信神的儿子而活。
Now we live because we live by faith.
弟兄姊妹，头一个秘诀就是信心。
And the first secret is our faith.
非常的宝贵。
And it's very precious.
弟兄姊妹，不要离开信心这条路。
Do not depart from the path of faith.
因为圣灵的大能借着我们的信心，就使我们的生命越过越长大，越过越成熟。
The power of the Holy Spirit through our faith can cause our life to grow.
那到底什么是信心呢
？So what is faith?
信心呢，就是知道自己所信的是谁。
Faith is to know who you believe in.
信心就知道神是怎样的一位。
faith is knowing who God is.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们头脑知道我们的神是怎样的一位。
Very often we know in our head who God is.
但是不是我们信心里的知道。
But it is not through our faith.
所以有时候神就兴起一些环境来。
So very often God uses environment.
让我们在头脑里的知识变成我们信心里的认识。
So our knowledge in our head can become
our understanding in our faith. 让我们的信心里真的知道我们所信的是谁。
So that in faith we truly know who we believe.
这次回去啊，我真的是感谢主。
This time I went back to China. I really thank the Lord.
至少我知道在 Dumbo 有许多弟兄姊妹都为我们祷告。
I know in Dumbo many brothers and sisters have been praying for us.
这个这次回去我们要回老家的时候。
And、this time we went back to my hometown.
那么这个我们的爷爷就是我的父亲，爷爷就说呢，我们要很早很早就走。
My father told me that we need to leave very early.
那个你就坐火车回去的话，一般的来讲，提前二十分钟到已经是很好了，已经就足够了。
If you go to the train station, it's enough if you go 20 minutes before the departure time.
但爷爷说我们要提前一个半小时到。
But my father says we need to go there an hour and a half before.
所以你说我们很早很早我们就从家里走。
So very early we left home.
照着这个公车的这一个正常的这个时刻表的话，那么我们提早一个半小时就可以到达这个火车站。
According to the schedule of the bus, we should arrive at the train station an hour and a half before departure.
但是我们实在没有想到，已经都快到火车站了。
But we never had thought almost as we arrived in the train station.
可能还有三站地的样子。
Maybe there are still three more stops before the train station.
但你走也走不去，对吧？还是相当远的，反正也是比较近了。那么但是呢，就整个的这一个所有的公路就全都都封死了。
All the road was blocked up.
开始我们坐在这个公车上还是蛮有信心的。
First, we were sitting in the bus and we had a lot of faith.
还有一个半小时。
We said, there's still an hour and a half away.
怎么着还有一个半小时。
There's still an hour and a half.
发现这个时间越过就越有点失去忍耐了。
And as the time passed by, we lost our patience.
在那公车上坐了快一个钟头了。
We sat in the bus for almost over an hour.
哎呀还有半个小时了。
There's only half an hour left.
这个公车还不能动啊。
The bus still haven't moved.
我们想说如果我们跳出去坐这个计程车怎么样
啊。We said, what if we get out of the bus and get a taxi?
所有的车子都停在那里。
But all the cars were stopped on the road.
这个时候爷爷就着急了。
So my father was worried.
那爷爷就去跟司机讲你必须要开车了。
My father says, told the bus driver, you gotta get the bus start moving.
我们就要迟到了。
If you don't move, the bus will be late.
那个司机说这不是我不要开车是你根本开不动的。
The bus says, it's not that I don't want to drive, it's like I can't even move anywhere.
告诉爷爷说整个这个车上去的全都是去火车站。
And the bus driver told my father, everyone, all the passengers on this bus. All the passengers on this bus want to go to the train station.
那么那个时候我们就跟爷爷说，哎呀，爷爷，你不要去跟司机讲啊，我们跟神讲好了。
So we told my father, don't tell the bus driver, just tell God.
那个时候我们后来想也挺后悔，那个时候我们才想起祷告来。
And we're now to think about it, we also regret we waited.An hour before we started praying.
就跟太太两个人就祷告。
So we started praying with my wife.
这个因为人太挤了，把我们俩挤开了，所以我不知道她祷告什么。
So because of so many people, we were separated. I don't know what she was praying.
但无论如何，我知道我们俩都在祷告就对了。
Well, I just know that we're both praying.
那么这个，然后这个过了一会儿，然后车子就开始动起来。
After a while, the bus started moving.
你知道这个动起来是动起来，但是你知道车子太多了。
Even though it's moving, but there are so many cars on the road.
好像那个司机好像也不是这个可能是担心我们晚吧，反正就是开得比谁都快。
So the bus driver maybe they were afraid that we'll be late.
他虽然开的公车就超过了所有的小轿车。
So he was driving a big bus and he was driving very fast.
一直冲，而且公车是可以开到这个火车站的里面的。
And the bus can go all the way into the train station.
这个轿车只能停在外面，那么这个公车可以到很近很近的地方。然后这个下去的时候我们也挤不下去，因为这个我们这个因为有老有小挤不过人家，所以我们是最后一个下的这公车。
And everyone was very crowded and we got off the bus last.
然后我们看见前面是人山人海。
And we saw in front of us there are crowds.
好不容易过了这个火车站，现在又安检了，过了安检了。
And as we passed through the safety,
那个时候，那个还没过安检的时候，这个爷爷就说，现在已经是10:23了。
Even before we were passing the security, my father told us it's already 10:23.
那么火车开车的时间是10:25。
And the train will depart at 10:25.
你知道从那个大门口要进到里面，你就是快的跑，这个百米速度也得5分钟。
From the gates to inside the platform, even if you sprint, it will take.
我们有老有小，还带着好多的行李。
And we have the old and the young, and with a lot of luggage.
现在这个暑假期间，真的火车站里是人山人海。
You know, in the holiday time, there's seas of people.
我跟太太两个就站在那儿，我们说祷告一下。
So I stood with my wife to say let's pray. Because I cannot.
实在是挤不过，连上那个扶手的电梯我们都挤不过人家。
We can't even get on the escalator.
所以我们就在那里祷告。
So we stood there and prayed.
祷告时发现爷爷不见了。
And then when I prayed, we realized.
哎呀，我说这么多人到哪儿去找爷爷去？
We realized my father is gone. Where can we find my father?
那么过了一会儿，爷爷回来了。
And after a while, my father came back.
爷爷说火车晚点。
He says, the train was late.
你知道。这是起始站。
He found out that train was late, but this is the beginning, the first stop.
起始站晚点是很少听说过的。
And it's very rare that the train will be late.
但我们知道这个晚点，我们也不敢怠慢，因为我们知道我们挤不过人家。
But we know even the train is late, we still cannot slow down.
我们就赶紧往里去。
So we hurry towards the platform.
你知道这个到了这个火车边上也是，我不知道为什么这么多人都往里挤啊，都到了火车上还这么挤。
And we were next to the train, there are still so many people. They're all trying to get in the train.
我的孩子和太太就被他们挤到另外一个那个门口去了。
And my wife and kid was crowded to another section.
我被人拥上车以后，就看见我太太一直站在后面，一直站在后面。
So when I was pushed up the train, I saw my wife still outside.
但我里面一直在祷告。
So I was continuing to pray inside.
里面有一种的平安。
Yet there was a peace inside.
我就觉得说，我太太只要这脚不踏上这火车不能动的。
So the peace I had inside told me that unless my wife stepped on this train, the train would not move.
你知道这个哨都吹了。
You know, even the whistle was blown.
红旗都举起来了。
All the flag was up.
我们太太挤不过人家，还是最后一个。
My wife is still at the very last.
这个她带着孩子是最后的这个上了火车。
And they were the last to get on the train.
后来我在火车中间这个当然就碰到太太，太太都快哭出来了。
And when I finally reunited with my wife on the train, she was almost crying.
我不知道用什么话能安慰她，我说至少你上了火车了。
I don't even know how to comfort her. Says at least you're here.
她说她的脚刚踏上那个踏板，车就动了。
She says as soon as she stepped on the step of the train, the train moved.
那么她真的是很难过，她说这怎么这么挤这么多人呢
？She was very sad. How come there are so many people?
然后我就想用话语安慰她。
So I tried to comfort her with my words.
我说不管别的，至少主听我们祷告了。
I said at least the Lord heard our prayers.
至少你看看，都这个2分钟前到了火车站，竟然能够挤上火车，这个真是奇迹了。
I say it's at least a miracle that we can get on the train from you know judging from the time we arrived at the train.
他就喜乐起来了。
And at that word, she began rejoicing.
他就问我说：“你祷告什么？”
She said, "What were you praying about?"
我说：“我祷告神给我们开路啊。”
I was praying that the Lord will open the way for us.
这趟回家是神带领我们去的，主一定要开路的。
If it's the Lord who led us to go home, then He has to open the way for us.
他就笑了。
So she was smiling.
他说：“我就祷告车子晚点。”
She said, "I was praying that the train would be late."
我说你真的比我属灵啊。
I say you are more spiritual than I.
主就听你的祷告啊。
The Lord listened to your prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你知道有的时候我们知道神是掌管万有的。
And we know sometimes that the Lord is in control of all things.
我们听了太多次了。
We have heard so many sermons.
我们自己都讲了好几回了。
We can even tell other people that God is in control of everything.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候神兴起一个环境来。
But the Lord will raise up an environment.
让我们的信心里知道。
That our faith will know.
一切都在主的管理的底下。
We know in our faith that everything is under His control.
我们要操练我们的信心。
We need to exercise our faith.
不要凭眼见。
Do not judge by vision.
弟兄姊妹，我们要活在信心的里面。
Not by sight.
圣灵大能在我们身上做成全的工作。
That the Holy Spirit will.
要让我们的生命越过越长大。
He will cause our life to grow.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常重要的秘诀。
And that is a great secret.
就是我们知道我们所信的是谁。
That we need to know who we believe.
我们知道神是掌管宇宙万有的那一位。
We need to know that He is.
没有一个环境不在主的掌握的里面。
Who is control of all universe, all environment?
这是我们长大的一个很重要的秘诀。
That is a great secret as we can grow.
那不仅是12节到15节这一段。
Not only from verse 12 to 15.
21节到31节后面的整个这一大段
from the 20, verse 21 to 31 the whole paragraph
告诉我们生命长大的第二个秘诀
it tells us the second secret
这里面当然你读的时候好像有的时候如果你旧约不熟可能有点乱
as we read if you're not familiar with the Old Testament it might be confusing
不过简单来讲呢就这么说就是说在我们每一个信主的人里面你有两个生命
but if I simplify it it's telling us thatEveryone who believes in the Lord, there are two lives within us.
一个是以实玛利的生命从夏甲来的，从这个律法的这个原则来的。
One is
这个是肉体。
One is the life of Ishmael, which is the flesh, which came from the law.
那么一个是从恩典从应许来的，那么就是基督的生命。
Another one comes from grace and from promise.
就是以撒所预表的。
That is the life of Isaac, which is the life of Christ.
我们里面有这两个生命。
There are two lives within us.
而常常是这一个以实玛利的生命是非常非常强壮的。
Very often this life of Ishmael is very strong.
因为他说那个属按血气生的逼迫了那按属灵生的。
Because here it says the one who was born of the flesh persecutes the one who was according to the spirit.
不是说让以实玛利的生命长大。
We say our life needs to grow is not to say the life of Ishmael needs to grow.
我们说是生命长大是让以撒的生命能够长大。
It is that the life of Isaac, the life of the spirit can grow.
但是你知道这个属灵生命长大的时候这以实玛利是不是就不长呢
You see, when your spirit is growing, what happened to the life of Ishmael?
这以实玛利也很厉害他也长啊。
But the life of Ishmael is also strong.
他也是非常的强啊。
He's strengthened.
所以他就成了这一个以撒长大的一个拦阻。
So he becomes a stumbling block for the life of Isaac.
因为这里说他逼迫了那按照圣灵生的。
Because he's persecuting those who are born according to the Spirit.
所以这里面就是只有一个办法。
So there is only one way.
就是把使女和他的儿子赶出去。
That is to cast out the bound woman and her son.
这是属灵生命长大的第二个秘诀。
That is another secret for our spiritual life to grow.
你如果不把这个使女和他的儿子赶出去的话，这一个照着应许生的儿子就长不好。
If you do not cast out the bound woman and her son,Then the son according to the promise cannot grow.
这个生命长大就受到拦阻。
Then there will be a hindrance.
那么你说我怎么把我的肉体邪情私欲赶出去呢
So how can I cast out my sinful and lustful flesh?
有人真的以为是可以赶出去的。
Some people really thought they could cast them out.
弟兄姊妹我们赶不出去的。
You know, we cannot.
感谢主。这里说的赶出去就指的十字架。
So we thank the Lord. This casting out talks about the cross.
因为我们的肉体已经与基督
Because our flesh is already crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们就站在与基督同死的地位上。
Today we can stand on the position that we have died with Christ.
这就叫做把使女和她的儿子赶出去。
That is casting out with a bound woman.
这才是这个消极的一面。
That is the negative side.
还有一个积极的一面。
And there's also a positive side.
你说你光把这个以实玛利和这个使女和她儿子赶出去，难道这个以撒的生命就可以这样的长大了吗
？Is it only when you cast out the bound woman and her son, then the life of Isaac can grow?
你就发现，在以撒生长的过程中
，And there during the life of Isaac,
有一件事是非常非常突出的。
There is one thing very important.
就是他学习顺服。
That he learned submission.
他实在是基督的预表。
He was the type of Christ.
神的儿子在地上的时候，因着所受的苦难，学了顺从。
The Son of God learned submission through sufferings.
弟兄姊妹，今天这一个顺服的生命
，and this life of submission.
神儿子顺服的生命，借着圣灵已经赐给了我们。
The life of submission of the Son of God, Jesus Christ,
他在我们里面
is already given us through the Spirit.
这时候，这个在第六节。
In verse 6,
他说这个就差遣他儿子的灵进入到我们的，就进入到我们的心。
It says God has already sent forth the Spirit of the Son into our hearts.
呼叫阿爸父
crying Abba Father.
弟兄姊妹太稀奇了。
Brothers and sisters, this is marvelous.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你在你的祷告生活里有多少次你是说阿爸。
I don't know, in your personal prayer life, how often do you cry out, Abba, Father?
我在自己的祷告里我知道常说主啊你真的是全能的主赶紧让这个难处过去。
I know in my prayer, I always say, Lord, you are the most powerful Lord, please let this difficulty pass.
让这个难处快快的过去。
Let this difficulty pass quickly.
让恶人受报。
Let the evil one repute.
让义人能够得荣耀。
So the righteous can receive glory.
赶紧把这个环境改变了。
change this circumstance for me.
弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做 Abba
Father? What does it mean that the Spirit cries out Abba Father? We know this term Abba Father only happened three times.
有两次, 基本上是一个意思,
and two times
一次是在罗马书第八章,
it was the same meaning the two times from Romans and here.
都是讲神儿子灵进到我们里面以后, 说呼叫,
it talks about the Spirit of the Son entering into our heart and crying out, Abba, Father.
神儿子顺服的灵进到我们里面以后, 我们在父面前祷告的时候,
that is the Spirit of submission of Christ Jesus as it comes into our heart.
还有一次是在哪里出现呢?
And what happened the other, to the other time?
那是在马可福音第14章。
That was in Mark chapter 14.
在马可福音第14章36节,
Mark chapter 14 verse 36,
就是在克西马尼园里面,
in the garden of Gethsemane,
就是在主在那里祷告说, 要让这一个杯, 好像从他面前撤去的时候,
the Lord prayed that this cup might be removed from him.
弟兄姊妹, 那是一个十字架的学习,
and that was a lesson of the cross.
那是一个十字架的灵,
that was the Spirit of the cross.
神儿子的灵是个谦卑顺服的灵。
The Spirit of the Son of God is the one of humility and submission. This is the Spirit of the cross as we pray in front of difficulties. This Spirit is within us, cries out, Abba, Father.
这是什么意思?
What does that mean?
就是主啊, 这个环境太难了,
it is crying out, Lord, this difficulty is too great for me. This cup is too bitter for me.
但是我不愿意照着我自己的意思,
but I do not wish to go as my own
will. 我盼望这个杯很快的就过去了。
I do not wish for this cup to be removed. I do not hope that this cup be removed.
我只愿意你的旨意成就,
but only that your will be done.
而且我觉着我的神是我的父。
And I truly see that my God is my Father.
不仅是我的父,
not only my Father,
而且是阿爸父,
but it's Abba Father.
什么叫做阿爸?
What does it mean, Abba Father?
那是可以说是儿子和父亲之间最最亲密的称呼。
It is the most intimate term between the Father and the Son.
儿子称呼父亲最亲密的就是阿爸父。
That is the most intimate way that you can call the Father, Abba, that you truly see how much the Father has loved
us.
How beautiful is His way. From the bottom of the heart of the Son, there is a thanksgiving. Not only to submit, but also thank the Lord. For thank the Father for His perfect will. So from the Spirit you're crying out, Abba Father.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the lesson of the cross. And you see there are two aspects to the secret.
一面是消极的, 是把使女和她的儿子赶出去。
On one hand is passive to cast out the bound woman and the son. That we are united with Christ on His cross.
另一面是神儿子的生命, 那个顺服的生命, 带我们来学习顺服。
On the other hand, the life of submission of the Son of God will lead us into submission.
弟兄姊妹, 很多时候我们遇到很艰难的环境。
Very often we meet very difficult circumstances.
我们能不能在主的面前祷告, 阿爸父?
Do we have a prayer before the Lord saying, Abba Father?
我记得曾经我和有一对 这个弟兄姊妹有些交谈。
One time I was sharing with a couple.
因为那个时候他们有一个弱智的孩子。
And they have a son that had mental disease.
那么一个 child, 那么一个弱智的孩子。 那么我就问他们说你们是怎么过来的。
And so I was asking them, how did you come through?
他们说他们的祷告开始的时候都觉着这不是父亲的美意。
At first, they said their prayer were all they were all feeling that this is not the will of the Father.
他们可以说父,
so they can call Father.
但是那个阿爸父的感觉说不出来,
but they do not have the sense of the intimacy of the Abba Father.
他说从心里面不能够为这件事感谢神。
From their heart, they cannot thank the Lord for this mental disease.
他说主你量给我什么都可以。
He says, you can measure to me anything.
什么都可以。
Anything.
哪怕是我生癌都可以。
Even if you give me cancer,
你要是让我生癌，我都可以说这是父的美意。
Even if you give me cancer, I will say this is the good
will of God. 如果你让我有一个弱智的孩子，这不是父的美意。
But you give this mental illness to my child, this is not your good will.
我说那你们生命中是什么时候转变的？
So I asked them, where was the turning point?
有一天他在主面前祷告的时候。
They said one day they were praying before the Lord.
他为了这个孩子在神面前感谢他。
For this child, they started thanking the Lord.
当他在那里感谢的时候。
As soon as they began thanking the Lord,
他里面得到了完全的释放。
And there was a great liberty inside of them.
他跟我做见证。
And they were witnessing to us.
这个孩子带给他们家里的祝福太大了。
And this child has brought in so much blessing to their family.
他说我都没有办法用言语给你这样的描述。
I cannot even describe and express with my words.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做阿爸父。
And then they sense that intimacy of the Abba Father.
父亲是何等的爱我。
They truly can say
how
much the Father has loved them.
父亲真的是满了美意。
And his will is full of goodness.
弟兄姊妹，虽然环境没有改变，
even though the circumstance did not change,
但是神儿子的灵进到我们的里面，
but the spirit of the Son of God,
让我们能够为父亲所量给我们的每一个环境，在他面前献上我们的感谢。
So that every circumstance the Father measured to us, we can
能够为了这个难处在神的面前献上感恩。
Even for difficulties, we can thank the Father.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个生命就开始长大。
Brothers and sisters, you see that the life began to grow.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿子在地上，他的生命那样显出来的时候，尚且经历这样的顺服的经历。
When the Son of God, when his life was revealed on the earth, he went through such submission.
今天在我们身上也是一样，这一个神儿子的生命在我们里面也要这样来长大。
So it will be the same way for us as the Son of God grows in us.
神儿子的灵今天进到我们里面。
And his spirit enters into us.
让我们呼叫阿爸父。
And we can cry out, Abba Father.
弟兄姊妹，这一章表面看起来很简单。
This chapter seemed to be very simple on the outside.
但是他所说的内容非常的重要。
But the content of the chapter is very important.
弟兄姊妹，这是父的心意。
This is the will of the Father.
父的心意就是让我们能够得着儿子的名分。
The will of the Father is so that we can receive the
sonship. 让我们的生命能够长大，能够成熟。
That our life can grow and mature.
能够让我们不仅能够享受他所赐的一切的丰富。
Not only we can enjoy all the fullness.
更是让我们能够承受所有的产业。儿子的灵进到我们里面的时候，我们都体贴父神的心意。
Truly may the spirit of the Son enter into our hearts.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你
，Lord, how we thank you.
感谢你，今天我们就借着简单的信，就都是神的儿子了。
Thank you that through a simple faith, we can all be sons.
这实在是已经超过我们所求所想。
This is already beyond what we can ask.
我们从前这些远离你的人，在地上没有指望、没有神的人
，We who are so far from you, without any hope on this.
今天借着你的宝血，我们已经与神得亲近了。
By your precious blood, we can be drawing near to God.
而且你把你儿子的生命这样的白白的赐给了我们。
You have given us the life of your son.
在我们里面做我们的生命。
In us, that he can become our life.
我们何等感谢你
！How we thank you.
在你的面前，我们愿意有一个心愿。
Before your presence, we have one desire.
让这个生命在我们里面越过越能够丰富起来。
Your life.Can become abundant.
让我们都能够长大成人。
That we can all grow up to.
让我们都得着儿子的名分。
We can receive the sonship.
等到那一天我们身体得赎的时候。
Until that day when our body is.
等到你再来的时候。
Is redeemed. When you come again.
让我们那天在你面前都得着儿子的名分。
We can all come before.
让你的心得着满足。
That your heart can be satisfied.
让你的荣耀在你的儿女中间得着完全的彰显。
You can receive full glory among your children.
主啊，你听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
愿你儿子的灵常常在我们里面来替我们祷告。
The spirit of your son cries out within us.
阿爸父。
Cries out, Abba Father.
感谢你的美意。
Thank you for your perfect will.
感谢你量给我们的每一个环境。
Thank you for all the
circumstances you measured. 我愿意做一个顺服的儿女。
We want to submit to you.
让你的旨意行在我的身上。如同行在天上。
Your will can be done in me as it is in heaven.
听我的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.